Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Morning, Larry Richard, anchorman Paul Rasmussen, and every Monday, when the Steelers play, or otherwise, our Odyssey sports director Jeff Hathorn joins us, waiting for him to do so. In the meantime, what Coach Mike Tomlin said after the Steelers lost to the Bears in Chicago, 31-28.
You know, I thought it was a hard-fought game. Certainly got to compliment Coach Johnson and the Bears, man, on a winning performance. Like I just told the team, man, it's tight when it's good on good, particularly when you're in a hostile environment. Any number of plays could have changed the outcome of the game, and that's why we just got to live every down singularly in all three phases, knowing that. And I think today was a very good illustration of that. I thought, you know, we could have had better field position with our kickoff team, for example. We had more timely punting with our punt team. Thought we started the second half slow. I think we had 2 3-and-outs on offense. I thought our defense could have smiled in the face of adversity better. In the first half in particular, I think we got stopped on fourth down. They scored a touchdown. We turned the ball over. They scored a touchdown. And I think if we're going to be good, you got to make people settle for field goals or less under those circumstances. And so we're all responsible. We know that. That game is an illustration of that. It's just tight when it's good on good. And we didn't make enough plays and enough sequences, as I mentioned, to be successful.
Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin and Jeff Hathorn was there. Disappointing in the end because, Jeff, you felt there was enough there for the Steelers to get a win. And I think they're 1-13 in Chicago in their history.
Yeah, forget this city. It's been nothing but pain for the Steelers. Thankfully, they only play there like once every decade, or it'd be much worse. Yeah, there were opportunities. I mean, they made some mistakes, but I think Tomlin, in that clip you played there, pointed it out well. It was everybody, from the punter to the kickoff return to all of them, had mistakes in the game that cost them. The middle of the field was again wide open for Chicago, but the Steelers didn't throw in it at all on their end. So there's a lot of stuff, coaches, players, little mistakes here and there, little details like the penalty at the end, tip passes, just all kinds of little things that when you're playing a good, not a great, but, you know, a good team in Chicago, they made them pay.
It was very frustrating just to be a fan because you felt like, okay, they are good enough to overcome some of the things that happened. But on the first drive, after a 3-and-out by the Bears to open the game, a pick, albeit a very athletic interception, but it led directly to a touchdown for the Bears. And then a strip sack led a touchdown when Mason Rudolph lost the ball. And, of course, one of those made up for by T.J. Watt doing that in the end zone and getting a defensive touchdown. There were just a couple of plays that have went the Steelers' way they might have won, but interesting that they didn't take the 3 points when they had a chance. And as you know, Coach Tomlin pretty much dismissed that and said if you can't make a 4th-and-1, you probably deserve to lose. But that was early in the game.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things you can go back and look at. I mean, I'll explain. Rudolph said, you know, you got a one-on-one opportunity for DK Metcalf, you take that chance. And he said he'll do it again. Now, will he be in the game on Sunday? That would be the question. But I don't mind them taking chances. I mean, how much if we scream, like, throw one down the field. Like, give the receivers an opportunity down the field. He did. Ended up being an interception. Defense still could have stopped. I mean, there were still opportunities in a couple of those turnovers where the defense could have at least held the field goals or bowed up, and they didn't do that. Offensively, I thought, to me, it kind of changed in the third quarter. Steelers' offense got nothing going in the third quarter. Bears made a couple of adjustments. Steelers, they were just lethargic on offense until they really had to be in the fourth. So, I mean, both sides of the ball. I didn't think the defense was horrible, but it gave up a lot of points. Offense scored a lot of points, but it left a bunch out on the field as well.
Frustrating because the Baltimore Ravens, who aren't 100% the Baltimore Ravens we've known in the past, keep playing inferior teams and find ways to win even when they're struggling. And now the Steelers today find themselves going from first place in the AFC North to out of the playoffs in the moment.
Yeah, because they don't own the tiebreaker. It's because Baltimore's 2-0 in the division. I'm not surprised that Baltimore has come back. I'm surprised that the Steelers have lost 4 of 6, but I'm not surprised. Once Lamar Jackson returned, I mean, it's a different team. And, yeah, maybe the schedule's a little easier for Baltimore, but it was so brutal at the beginning. I really didn't think 1-5 was the end of the Ravens, and it isn't. And now, I mean, listen, it's right in front of them, but in the last 6 games, Steelers faced 4 winning teams, a couple of those on the road, starting with Baltimore in a couple of weeks, but they get Buffalo at home. They got to play at Detroit. I mean, it's going to be, if they're able to get into the playoffs, it's because they're playing some good football. The problem is, when you look at a game like yesterday and see where the Steelers are at, you just think it's the same old Steelers and nothing has changed in the last decade.
And that said, we'll see if Aaron Rodgers can go Sunday, 4:25, the kick at Acrisure Stadium when Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills come to Pittsburgh. That said, I want to shift gears on the upside for the Pitt Panthers. Few people, in fact, all of the College Game Day officials, including Pat McAfee, Nick Saban, and that crew, picked Georgia Tech to beat Pitt Saturday night in Atlanta. What was your takeaway from that game for the Panthers?
Well, you know, obviously they didn't listen to Narduzzi, who said the Notre Dame game didn't matter. And they went too closely with it. He was right. It didn't matter. Listen, it was Jakarian Turner was awesome. He's just what they've been looking for all year. I mean, Des Reed gives it to you in spots, but the injuries just kept piling up for the senior this year. And Turner's a true freshman, so last year, you can imagine what he was doing to high school kids. And he did that to Georgia Tech. He was awesome. Heinchel played well. The defense, you know, had some issues in the second half, but they played physical.
Uh-oh. Jeff's on the road, by the way, on his way back from Chicago. So I guess we've lost Jeff. There he is. You're back. We got you.
Yeah, those Georgia Tech people, you know, they're very crafty. They like to cut off phone conversations.
Yeah, they heard you talking about them. For those that don't know, Georgia Tech was in a position to win that game Saturday and guarantee their spot in the ACC championship game. So that was a huge upset and a gigantic disappointment for them.
Yeah, and listen, Pitt still needs some help, but they have a chance to go to the ACC championship game. And sitting at 2-2 and turning the reins over to a true freshman, you know, you got to feel good about how the rest of this season. I know Notre Dame was disappointing, but Pitt's not in their league right now. So the other games, they found a way to win. This was a good road win. It was senior day. They were amped up to go to the, you know, ACC title game, and Pitt took that away from them. Now they get a Miami team who's looking to get into the college football playoff, and Pitt's looking to take that away from them on their senior day.
And we're going to talk to owner of the Pittsburgh Riverhounds, Tuffy Schallenberger, right after the news at 9:30. National champions and very impressive, Jeff.
Hopefully their team starts a trend going in the other direction.
You got it. All right, safe travels on the way home. Great work as always. Thank you.
Thanks, Larry.
Our Odyssey sports director, Jeff Hathorn, drove to Chicago, Aaron. Listen for The Drive at 5, top stories of the day, weekday afternoons with Colin Dunlap, brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh, Demand the Yellow Van. Well, just had a conversation, Paul, with our own Jeff Hathorn on his way back from Chicago. So the Steelers now have their work cut out for them. It's interesting because last week they were in solo possession of first place in the AFC North. Now the Ravens have caught them and own the top.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Tiebreaker, so technically they are in second place with the same record as the Ravens, who, by the way, they get to play twice. So they've already played Cleveland and Cincinnati, and so they've got one more game with Cleveland on the road. They got to win that one, obviously, and they got to win this game against the Bills on Sunday.
I would assume, based on what I was hearing, that Aaron Rodgers will be back for that game.
Yeah, that is what was said. But they also, we were told as of Saturday that they thought Rodgers would go yesterday. And would it have made a difference in terms of what you saw transpire with Mason Rudolph? How did you think he played?
I thought Mason was okay. I think the initial pass, the first one that wound up being an interception, I thought that was off to a bad start. But otherwise, a pretty good performance. I don't know that it would have been any better with Aaron Rodgers, except maybe not an interception, I guess.
Yeah, and then he got strip sacked and lost the ball. But it's hard to say.
I guess it's the real concern, I think, for most fans, and it certainly is for me. I can't speak for you, but it's the defense that has me mystified.
I don't know what the answer is. Sometimes they seem like they're world beaters, and other times they seem very porous. And I think back to that Thursday night game in Cincinnati where they really got exposed and then played very well and beat a good Colts team.
Ray Fittipaldo with the Post-Gazette, he's been covering the Steelers for a long time. And he has posted on X this morning a link to his article. He said, "We're watching the worst defense Mike Tomlin has ever coached and the worst in almost 40 years of the franchise." Yikes.
The fans are so passionate about it. There's something, though, in Chicago. And as I mentioned to Jeff, the Steelers are 1-13 in their history in Chicago.
Yeah, they are.
How do you explain that?
Snake bitten there, aren't they?
And yesterday, they really had a legitimate chance. A couple of plays here and there would have made a difference. But you are what your record says you are, and they got to find a way to win on Sunday.
So they're 6-5, right?
Yeah. And that said, what happened to the Penguins?
Wow, a couple of games there that they just completely...
That Friday night game.
Completely blown out.
We were in Atlanta, and I kept checking the score, and it was 1-0, 2-0, 3-0, 4-0, 5-0, and yep. what happened? And then they lost in a shootout, or in overtime, rather, on Saturday night, And now they are home again on Wednesday.
I was focused on the Pitt game, and I'm glad I did. Because I don't know if I would have enjoyed watching the Penguins lose.
So, yeah.
They've been playing so well until recently. So
Pitt ends up being, surprisingly.
My, that was an entertaining game. I mean, it was wild.
It was wild. And now the Miami Hurricanes come to Acrisure. That's a noon kick on Saturday. And then you have the Steelers at 4:25 on Sunday.
Get a quick look here at Saturday, which is the 29th, right?
Yeah. Weather-wise, we're looking at temps in the 30s.
And it says here that Pitt is a 6.5-point underdog to the Hurricanes.
The okay. Hurricanes are really a talented team, but I wouldn't count Pitt out.
I have no reason to believe that they couldn't win that game. I think that they have a very good chance of winning that game.
So for those that don't know, Georgia Tech was 9-1, and all they had to do was win that game Saturday night, and they were guaranteed a spot in the ACC championship game.
Hmm.
So once again, Pat Narduzzi and the Panthers end up being spoilers with a chance for them to win 9 games on Saturday. So we'll see. And they, even if they don't get into the ACC championship game, they're a, you know, still not out of conversation for the playoffs, but they're going to get a great bowl game if they could get 9 wins. They're going to get a good bowl game with 8 wins, maybe somewhere warm.
Yes, let's talk about nice, sunny, sunny weather somewhere.
How about the Pop-Tart Bowl in Orlando?
There you go. That's a nice one. That's a good pick.
So we'll see. There's a lot on the table for our teams.
Anything in California, Southern California or Texas.
Florida.
Or Florida. That sounds pretty good.
By the way, you know who did win? The Pittsburgh Riverhounds are national champions.
And you're going to be talking to Tuffy in a few minutes here.
Tuffy Schallenberger, the owner, is going to join us next. And we welcome back the owner of the Pittsburgh Riverhounds, Tuffy Schallenberger, and they are the national champions. Tuffy, congratulations.
Thanks, Larry. Appreciate it.
I mean, we had a chance to talk to you on Friday, getting ready for the game. Obviously, it was a tight match. It went to penalty kick. What was that moment like for you as the owner for so many years? And your whole goal and your dream achieved on Saturday in Tulsa?
Well, you know, to come down to PKs, I mean, it's crazy when you really think about the whole situation, because we've done that 3 times through the playoffs. So, you know, naturally, I felt we had a little bit of an edge. I mean, I know going into it, it was going to be a tight game. I mean, we both us and Tulsa were over 600 minutes with no goals allowed. So it was going to be a defensive battle. They were really good at transition, so I was a little concerned about that, but our defense kept them intact. Great goalkeeping by Eric Dick. But, you know, when it come down to down to overtime, you know, I figured after the first 15-minute period, I kind of figured, I said, boy, the way it's just going, there was no real shots, no real chances. I kind of got, my gut said, this thing's going to go to PKs. And I did like our chances at that point, because like I said, we'd already been through it twice, through the playoffs. It was nerve wracking.
Now what? I mean, you got to feel so good the day after yesterday. You're just probably just starting to soak it in. But once you're a national champion, you are always the national champion. That's got to feel great.
It does. I mean, I'm just so happy for the team, the organization, the fans, the city. You know, it's been my goal since I bought the place. I said that. I said, you know, you have to win in Pittsburgh, and you got to win a championship, and now you got to defend it. You got to repeat it. So that's the goal. You just got to. You know, now it's time to, I'm on my way right now, player negotiations, contracts, you know, you got to get ready for next season, because our season's not very long. We'll be back in preseason in February, so
comes around that fast. Well, that's part of the price you pay for being a champion is it's like any other sport that keeps going after the regular season, so there's a short turnaround, but you're right. Now that you've won, you expect to win again, and your fan base. What can you say about the fans have supported the Riverhounds, especially this season? It's been amazing.
It is, and I just can't thank them enough, because you're nothing without your fans, and you know your fans are there. They're supporting you, and you have to give back to them. And the only way you give back to your fans is to win. And you know, and thankfully we were able to do that this year, and give them what everybody wanted, was a championship. And you know, that's been the goal since day one. And now you just got to keep building off of it, because now that you won one, you know how that goes. You just got to keep winning.
I'm curious. I'm sure a bunch of people reached out from the Pittsburgh community to you. Who were some of the folks you heard from after the win?
There was a lot. You know, friend Troy Polamalu, he reached out, and you know, a lot of the politicians, and you know, just there was a lot. At one time, I looked down at over 1,100 texts on my phone. So it was
1,100.
Yeah, there was 1,100 texts on there, so it took a time. it took a while to get through all the texts, and then you try to go through them as fast as you can. You want to answer people, but you just got to kind of move quick to get the, you know, so you're not ignoring anybody. So it was something. I mean, it was nice.
I hope those who texted you understand it may take a while to get back to everybody. That said, are we having a party? What are we doing? We can't let this go without have a celebration of some sort.
Yeah, you know what? We're let's see what. Like I said, I'm on my way down the city now to see what we can get planned here, and see what the city, if the city's willing to do anything or want to do anything, and then. But we're gonna have some type of celebration. If the city's not on board, then we'll do something at the stadium or something here to celebrate.
Well, you deserve it. It's exciting. Thank you for bringing a national championship to Pittsburgh. And safe travels, Tuffy. We'll talk again. All the best.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That's awesome. That is the owner of the Pittsburgh Riverhounds, our national championship soccer team, Tuffy.
It's 40 and mostly cloudy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.